Making God's Appeal by Brent Reinhart, read by Ellie Johnson. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. In 1778, the newly formed United States of America established its first U.S. embassy in Paris, France. Today, we have diplomatic relationships around the world with ambassadors in more than 180 countries or territories. According to the State Department, an ambassador's role is to be the president's highest-ranking representative to a specific nation or international organization abroad. When U.S. diplomats negotiate a treaty, attend a state dinner, or arrange a visa for a traveler to the United States, they all have the same mission: to represent the interests and policies of the United States. The ambassador speaks for and represents his or her homeland to the country in which he or she resides. I've been thinking about this passage in 2 Corinthians a lot lately, as we've seen the troubles in our nation and in the church. We've been given a big responsibility. As followers of Christ, we're called to be God's representatives or ambassadors to those around us. Those around us may only know of God by observing how we represent him. The traits others see in us are what they must assume God is like. So, if we know we are representatives of Christ, and we know that God is using us to make his appeal, then why are so many of us so unappealing? Many times, we act in such a way that drives others away and not draws them in. I, like the Apostle Paul, find myself saying and doing the things I know I shouldn't, and not doing the things I know I should. Paul writes that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Sometimes, despite the fact that we are new creations, it still feels like the old is hanging on. That's why he also encourages us in Colossians to put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Colossians 3:5. We have to take off the old self and put on the new. Verse 10. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." But many of us aren't peacemakers. We're spirit breakers. We care more about owning the other side than we do about looking within and disowning our own sinful nature. We are passionate about sharing our views on social media, but we hesitate to even say hello to a neighbor. We care little about the experience of others if it doesn't impact us. We get hot under the collar over politics, but we are lukewarm in the pew. This isn't the new creation Paul was talking about. It's the old nature. It's not appealing. It's appalling. It's not a mistake that this verse is found in a section of Paul's letter to Corinth in which he urges the church to be reconciled to God so we can have a ministry of reconciliation, pointing others to him. When we come to Christ and we are at peace with God, we can have this opportunity to draw others to him. It also gives us the heart to be at peace with those around us, to be peacemakers. If we can't be reconciled with each other and be messengers of love and peace, not hatred, then how can we reach a world who doesn't know him? Today, let's set aside those tendencies of the old self and put on the new. God is ready to use us to make his appeal to those around us. The question is, are we ready to be used?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God kept calling my heart, like I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome, more than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting, and he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.